Should we apply the newfound media standard on vote fraud and corruption to all other forms of crime? Should we shut down crime tip lines, ban rewards for information on murders, bank robbery, or even sexual harassment? Apply the near-universal attitude of the nation's media to vote fraud to other crimes, and it's immediately evident what a ludicrous position they've taken. Lieutenant Governor Patrick simply posts a reward for tips on election fraud that ultimately leads to a conviction, and he's lampooned in the state press. The Hearst newspaper saw fit to run a story clearly from its content, thinking it funny to have the Lieutenant Governor of Pennsylvania denigrating Patrick for even suggesting there might be such a thing as vote fraud. That bit of media malpractice is particularly rich, given that in May of this year, a Philadelphia election official pleaded guilty to stuffing ballot boxes to help Democrat candidates in both the 2014 and 2016 elections. The Austin American-Statesman ran an editorial titled, "Stop Enabling Empty Claims of Voter Fraud," in which it attacked Senator Ted Cruz for suggesting that vote fraud could have happened in, you guessed it, Philadelphia. It's one thing to argue that there's not enough evidence to prove that vote fraud's behind the Keystone State flipping to Joe Biden. It's a very different thing to do what almost all media has done and suggest that it's actually wrong to investigate whether such a thing happened. We truly live in absurd times. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.